A true prophet always builds. Thank God for the words, to build, and to plant. The Lord's purpose was to restore and to heal. Prophecies of swift coming judgments were to be fearlessly delivered, yet the prophet was to accompany these messages with assurances of forgiveness to all who should turn from their evil doing. Jeremiah sought to encourage the men of Judah to lay spiritual foundations broad and deep, by thorough repentance. Long had they been building with material likened by Jeremiah to dross, refuse silver they are called, for the Lord has rejected them, RSV. Now they were urged to build for eternity, casting aside the rubbish of apostasy and using as material pure gold, refined silver, precious stones, faith, obedience, and good works, which alone are acceptable to God. The word of the Lord was, "Return, thou backsliding Israel, and I will not cause mine anger to fall upon you, for I am merciful, saith the Lord, for I am married unto you." And in addition, the Lord gave his erring people the very words with which they might turn to him, "We come unto thee, for thou art the Lord our God. We lie down in our shame, and our confusion covereth us, for we have sinned against the Lord our God, we and our fathers, from our youth even unto this day, and have not obeyed the voice of the Lord our God." The Reformation under Josiah had cleansed the land of idolatrous shrines, but the hearts of the multitude had not been transformed. The seeds of truth that had sprung up and given promise of an abundant harvest had been choked by thorns. Another such backsliding would be fatal. Jeremiah called attention repeatedly to the counsels given in Deuteronomy. He showed how these might bring the highest spiritual blessing to the nation. "Ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls." On one occasion, at one of the principal entrances to the city, the prophet urged the importance of keeping holy the Sabbath day, "If ye diligently hearken unto me, saith the Lord, to bring in no burden through the gates of this city on the Sabbath day, but hallow the Sabbath day, to do no work therein, then shall there enter into the gates of this city kings and princes sitting upon the throne of David, and this city shall remain forever." If the admonitions to obey the God of their fathers and to hallow his Sabbath were not heeded, the city and its palaces would be utterly destroyed by fire. Only by the most decided measures could a change for the better be brought about. Therefore the prophet labored most earnestly for the impenitent. "O Jerusalem, wash thine heart from wickedness, that thou mayest be saved." But by the great mass of the people the call to repentance was unheeded. Those who ruled the nation had been untrue to their trust and had been leading many astray. From the beginning of Jehoiakim's reign, Jeremiah had little hope of saving his beloved land from destruction and captivity. Yet he was not to remain silent while utter ruin threatened the kingdom. Those loyal to God must be encouraged to persevere in right doing, and sinners must be induced, if possible, to turn from iniquity. Jeremiah was commanded by the Lord to stand in the court of the temple and speak to all who might pass in and out. He must diminish not a word. The prophet obeyed. He lifted his voice in warning and entreaty. "Hear the word of the Lord, all ye of Judah, that enter in at these gates. Amend your ways and your doings, and I will cause you to dwell in this place. Trust ye not in lying words, saying, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord.